get this party started.
We'll see you next. is a band that, as I'm sure most of you know, has had a fairly complex and convoluted emotional history. And it's actually, in the long run, kind of been an interesting thing. It's kind of worked in our favor. We take breaks, sometimes we take long breaks. Every time we come together, though, it's different. And every time we come together, there's a sense of possibility, a sense of forward motion. And when we got together this time to rehearse, we said to each other, let's just go out and have fun. And because there is no new album to promote yet, we said to each other, let's go out and do all the things that we really love. And hopefully those are the things that you love too. So we are most pleased to be here tonight. We are most pleased to see all of you here. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah. In 1965, my family was transferred from Los Angeles up to San Francisco. I was a senior, Lindsay was a junior, and I met him one day. Then I never saw him again for 2 years. He and his band called me and asked me if I wanted to be in their band. I didn't really have any idea what kind of a band it was, but I'm like, yeah. What kind of a band is it? Little did I know that I was being thrown into a really great band, and B, the greatest musical scene in the entire world, in my opinion, from 1965 to 1970. So when I say that we're back to the Velvet Underground, that's in San Francisco where we came from, back to the floor where our bed was, to the roses and the paper flowers, and back to the gypsies that we were. That we missed.
Too bad.
two kinds of people in this world. Winners, losers. And I lost my power in this world, because I did not use it.
Thank you.
If memory serves, and it doesn't always, and I think in this case it does, this was the first song that we recorded for the Rumors album. And I don't know, I think the thing that makes the Rumors album stand up so well today is that obviously we were going through personal turmoil, but as individuals we had to reconcile a great many emotional opposites in order to get through that process, if only for a short time. And this song certainly has its share of those. It is at its base a sad song, but on top of that there is humor, there's optimism, and certainly a good share of aggression. This is called Secondhand You. Yeah.
Thank you.
never stop. Now it's gone. They say it doesn't matter anymore. We can build your house. Call me.
Because it seems to be all about change. The song was first an ensemble piece on an album called Tango in the Night. It was the first single from that album. And it eventually made its way to the stage as a single guitar and voice piece, which has been a kind of a template for many other things that followed that. I think more importantly, though, if you look at the lyric of the song, it fairly accurately described the person that I was back then at that time. And now, that is only an echo. And so I guess the song, where it was perhaps once a reflection on alienation, it is now a reflection on the power of change.
Reflection in the snow-covered fields. Thank you.
On January 5th of this year, we went into rehearsal and we decided we wanted to do a song that we had never done on stage before since 1975. And we decided on this next song. It is a song about stormy people in stormy relationships with deep, stormy problems. We like to call it, I Have Always Been a Storm.
No. Oh,
about me, and I can't say I am pretty, and the legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you owe me to. We'll be right back.
Check it! this particular moment in time, us up here in Fleetwood Mac would like to take a moment or two to make some people, lads and lasses on stage here with Fleetwood Mac, very welcome here tonight. Starting on background vocals, Miss Laurie Nix. Miss Jaina Anderson. Miss Sharon Salane. On guitar and vocals, Mr. Neil Haywood. Oh yeah. On keyboards, guitar, and vocals, our dear friend, Mr. Brett Atagal. Needless to say, the next three people on stage with me, with all of us here tonight. Wait for it! Is one an incredible pleasure and an honor to be back on the stage sharing that with them. On lead guitar and vocals, the man with the magic fingers, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! Thank you!
Yeah.
Charlotte, you guys were just a pleasure to be with tonight. Thank you all for coming, and we will see you next time.
You are a rocking great audience. Thank you, everybody.
Couple of things here in Fleetwood Mac we always leave you with. One, take care of yourselves, and more importantly, take care of one another. We love you so much. And remember,